Previously on Hippo Juice.
Yeah, I want.
Dude, the record's been beat by a lot of people.
Yeah, this guy's a hack.
This guy sucks.
I'm planning on mimicking the Oklahoma City bomber, or maybe Pearl Harbor.
No, it's been, dude, it's been done.
Has it?
Yes, record has been beat.
Oh.
Come on.
Mubby.
That's the problem.
That'd be like a running back going, I want to go for Eric Dickerson's record. Well, how about you go for, like, I don't know, Emmitt Smith or ones that have higher records than that?
Come on. Seriously. I want to be as good as Muggsy Bogues, okay? I've been saying that.
Hey, guys, I just saw Chariots of Fire. I'm totes going to be his record.
Yep.
Totes going to do it.
Behind bars because police say he was planning an attack on his school to rival Columbine.
This person had taken substantial steps and had actually manufactured devices that would have been capable of causing significant injury or death.
Police say it all began late last week when they got a tip-off from a 911 caller saying a cord was planning to blow up the school.
Tip assist!
When will you ever be able to use that again?
That was fucking great. But I had it right there.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you, company. I never even heard of this. Hippo Juice.
What are you, the douchebag of voice?
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
I'm a producer, motherfucker.
Like, there's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god. There's a video back away.
Picturing you paralyzed, that's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, or you could do hashtag HippoJuice on Twitter. I'll be looking out for those tweets. Today is the 31st day of July.
Oh, my God. We're like nearly halfway through a summer, if not more so.
Oh, man. Hey, where did it go?
I want you guys to call in with where did your summer go stories, okay?
I mean, honestly, it's like it's flying by.
Yeah, just call in, okay? All right, the hotline number is 954-573-2780 or 954-573-SMILES.
Hotline's private. Don't give it out.
Okay, well, whatever, call. welcome to the show. Ryan will be back next week, so today is the
Holy
last
week. Holy crap.
Full time. You said that last week. No, I didn't.
No, we've been doing a three-week countdown, and before that, a three-month countdown.
Anyway. We have also Dutch is moving, hopefully to a rehab clinic.
So
replacing Dutch, we have Hammy.
Yes, Hammy will be replacing.
Terrible choice. Yes. Terrible choice.
And
time flies when you have fun, guys.
And then, of course, cousin Joey Solera.
That's not my name, but hi. Hello.
Do you drive a Solera?
Yeah, and it runs smooth.
Okay, cousin Joey Solera. That's all. Great. It's fine.
He added a Joey, too.
What's wrong with Joey's cooler than Joe. It's like, hey, because Joe goes to the office. Joey parties on the weekend.
When I was a kid, I thought the opposite. When I was a kid, I told all my family members not to call me Joey, to call me Joe, because I wanted it to sound grown up. Now I'm on the same level as you, right? I think I prefer Joey.
Yeah, Joey, man. It's like, hey, Joey's here, and he brought the beer.
Well...
I'm going to call you Joey Jojo.
Yeah, there you go.
Oof.
All right. Well,
I never liked being called Johnny.
What about Johnny Cakes?
Yeah, what about Johnny Cakes?
Well, because then he switched it to cakes, and I'm like, either, you know, tomato or tomato.
That doesn't make sense. A tomato cake? That sounds disgusting.
Do you prefer cakes to Johnny Cakes?
I don't mind Johnny Cakes. Just like whenever I was called Johnny, I was like, oh, come on. I'm John.
What about Chicken Papa John?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's right. Chicken Papa John. Okay, for those of you guys that don't know, back when John was in high school, they used to molest him in the locker rooms and call him Chicken Papa John. I don't know. Hold on.
No.
It's not even true. A couple years. I don't remember the story specifically.
I can't believe I missed that show.
I'm so sorry, John.
John, what happened?
No.
Chicken Papa John.
That is not.
Hey, Chicken Papa John. Touching his balls in the locker room. Touching his balls. All right. Let's go to the first. Excuse me. Let's go to
Excuse fucking you.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. Hey,
do
whoa.
Do not cough on air. It is unprofessional.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were professional.
Did everybody know what Royce's name is now? It's Roycito.
Yes.
Roycito.
Was that Habanero Hank, John? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, you got it.
I hate him. I hate Habanero Hank.
And for some reason, Dutchy Poo hates me too.
All right. Let's play.
Why is Punchy in the news? I'm looking at this video.
Okay. Jesus, he really does look like him. That's not true. You know at least this guy had sex more than once.
The man at the center of so much heartbreak, holding those three young women captive for a decade, speaking for the first time about what he did. Here he is tonight, Ariel Castro, in a Cleveland courtroom today, pleading guilty to be spared the death penalty. He'll spend the rest of his life behind bars, but today an entire city, those three families, all having to tear him, try to explain what led him to do it. He also talked about who it is he still wants to see. ABC's Alex Perez is in Cleveland.
I'm in Cleveland, and I've been stabbed three times.
Wearing glasses and an orange prison jumpsuit, the man the city of Cleveland called the devil accepted his fate in court.
I plead guilty, Your Honor.
Ariel Castro's plea means he will be spared the death penalty, but is guaranteed to spend the rest of his life behind bars for kidnapping, raping, beating, and holding Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight hostage for a decade. Life in prison without parole, and no less than 1,000 years behind bars.
See, at that point, that 1,000-year thing, you're just showing off.
They have to hold his dead body in that same cell. For 1,000 years.
You know, at that point, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's the principle of the thing.
No, it's not. It doesn't make a difference.
It's teaching him a lesson. That means that he...
What lesson's that?
That if he tries to get a lesser sentence, it only becomes 500 years.
Well, then what is that?
I don't like how you could just go, yeah, guilty, don't kill me. I don't like how that just gets rid of the death penalty.
Well, no, I mean, that's because the prosecution wanted to, so they wouldn't have to do the trial. It was
but normally don't they do that so they can confess and get evidence? They already have all the shit they need.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's no guarantee that he would get the death penalty.
Even if he did not guilty? No, of course not. But there's at least a chance. Now there's not. That's what's annoying.
Yes, but why is it annoying? I mean, honestly, I don't know, man. I've seen maybe it's because I watched Locked Up too much.
You think it's just...
But it's fucking, I'm scared of jail, dude. I mean, I'm not even like tough guy, like, oh, I'll fuck some. No, I fucking, jail scares the shit out of me. I mean,
so like,
I wouldn't survive.
So is this guy, even though he's going to be getting life or whatever you want to call it, does that mean that he's going to be in solitary? Is he going to be with like the general populace?
I'm sure he has to be in some sort of protective unit because normally guys who like rape women are the ones that they murder in jail. So
right off the bat, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's going to be some bottom barrel bitch in prison for sure.
Yeah, but you know, everyone always says that, but in those protective units, probably
but
not.
But what if he turns transgender and becomes a woman? Then he'll be desirable.
But he's...
with all that hair? No.
Well, he can use a straightener or some form of product that they make out of,
Murray,
Kool-Aid.
He's balding.
I can't see what he looks like. So he gets a wig.
So is your old co-host, Joe. Who cares?
He trades in some commissary snacks for
Wayne,
some hair.
Take that
still a woman.
But Royce, like, I've seen enough like TV series on cable that have jail, and even though he'll be in protective custody, they always find a way or somebody to do something horrible to him. So he's not really safe.
Hey, John.
No, John, you're talking about Cinemax at midnight when they were doing Horny Inmates, and that was a softcore porn.
No, that's a Family Guy episode. I'm referring to like Banshee.
No, Oz wasn't a documentary, John. John?
Yes.
Oz was Sons not of a Anarchy. Documentary. It was, okay.
All right, what about Sands of Anarchy? What about Sam Crow ain't safe?
Sands of Anarchy is a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy. They all become beach motorcyclists. It's really good.
Good show. They ride beach cruisers, those beach cruiser
yeah. The one with the two wheels in the back where they all retire.
Yeah.
It's good. All right, let me hear their story.
It's going to get pretty much the book thrown at me.
The 53-year-old former school bus driver breaking his silence, at one point trying to explain the unthinkable crimes.
I was also a victim as a child, and it just kept...
It just kept victimizing.
I was a victim as a child, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kidnap three people. It doesn't make sense.
No.
He's Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a lying sack of shit.
Why not, instead of just haterating on this guy, you actually put yourself in his shoes and try to see what he was trying to accomplish by kidnapping three women?
Well, first off, I'm not going to fit in his presumably white dress shoes because he's Puerto Rican. So I'm not even gonna do that, and I can't put my head around doing anything like that. You know what I mean? It's
yeah. But Royce, were you molested as a child? You don't understand.
No, I wasn't. But I know people.
Then you don't understand.
I know people that were.
Were you victimized?
Well, what does that mean? Like, give me an example.
Well, technically, I was, and I think I came up normal.
John, how many women do you have in your basement?
I don't have a basement. It's Florida.
Okay, really. In your attic, whatever. Fucking, it doesn't matter. Some part of your house.
Look, clearly they're in my mulch garden in the backyard.
Didn't you bang that chick with a severely cleft palate?
Yeah, that was in Orlando.
Whoa!
It doesn't matter where you did it.
Was that like a weird blowjob? I've always wondered that.
That's John? When I was in car. No, well, she actually got the surgery. So, but and that was when I was in that car club called Car Fashion.
Post op or pre op?
You dated her after the surgery?
No, I didn't date her. I just like took her in a parking lot.
But did you have a split lip over your dick? Did she blow you with that stupid mouth?
No, it was the surgery lip. So it was that.
Are you sure it wasn't Joaquin Phoenix in a wig?
Almost positive.
Okay, I just have to ask.
It could have been Joaquin Phoenix.
Or Dave Wanstead. Any one of those cleft palate weirdos.
Except she was a blonde.
Okay, well, the wigs. Let's
well,
play
then there you go.
She, he, blonde, Joaquin Phoenix. Who
what does
can
it
tell?
Matter? Yeah, does it matter?
Yeah, monkeys, tomato soup, whatever.
Kept going. My addiction to pornography and my sexual problem has...
My addiction to... I think he said pornography. I mean, I think it sounded like pornography.
Yeah, I wonder if he was a gynecologist in Cuba.
You see, I just... I jerk off about twice a day to porn. And when I was drunk the other night, I actually signed up for Burning Angel only because an intern girl that worked at the first radio internet station I was at had a profile there, and I wanted to see all of her nudes. So I got really drunk, and I wanted to save them all. I canceled my membership, and now I'm thinking I might keep it. So I'm somewhat of the porn addict. I don't kidnap and rape children. So there's that.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah,
when
you only jerk off twice a day? That's it?
I'm sorry, Joe. When you said intern, I thought of your former co-host who has an internship at Sirius.
Thanks for bringing that up, Hammy. I mean, you know,
oh, that's right. She does. She's on some sort of wrestling show, right?
Yeah. She's getting to meet all the celebs. She's yeah.
What's no, down, no? I don't right? think you understand, Joe. I have been so Hammy, get it? You, I've been to Sirius, and you have too. It's not like this place where just fucking where Tom Cruise is walking down the halls. You might get the mom from Malcolm in the Middle, maybe. So don't pretend.
I'll have you know, my cousin who works at Sirius, not interns, works. Just got a picture with Skyler from Breaking Bad today.
Oh, wow. That's good because she's going to be doing those infomercials at midnight after the show's over. So who cares? I mean, let's be realistic.
She's a linebacker.
Yeah, she's a big bitch. All right. Let me play a little bit more of this here.
Hello, friend. My name is Louis. I used to be gynecology in Cuba. Now I serve car here in America in TDN Auto Service.
Tidying Arosel.
Well, that's weird. Now I understand. Now I understand why he kidnapped those people.
Wow.
Makes that's sense now.
Well, because it used to be going to cold
in Cuba.
Really taking a toll on my mind.
The plea deal saves the three women he tormented the agony of reliving the ordeal on the witness stand. In a statement today, their attorney says Amanda, Gina, and Michelle are...
Look like, you know what they look like, the three girls? They look like if the Powderpuff Girls grew up and got addicted to meth. No, seriously, look at them. That's what they look like, right?
Oh, that's actually a really good reference.
That's the old, the same haircuts.
Yeah, the last two almost like twins.
They look like the Angel Dust Girls.
So then is he Mojo Jojo?
Yeah, there you go.
I believe Mojo Jojo.
All right.
To buy today's plea.
They're made of sugar and spice and also Sudafed.
They are satisfied by this resolution to the case.
I want everyone to know how happy I am.
Also happy would have been a good word to use.
The only time...
Look, you were kidnapped. You're not retarded. Speak.
Jesus.
Jesus fucking Christ, bitch. Talk.
All right. And the three women have spoken.
This one's my favorite. Look at this bitch.
Look at where you paused.
I know.
But oh, my God.
Look at this bitch. She, and I feel bad for her, but God damn it, there's something wrong with her. Watch.
It was July 9th.
Sorry?
No, she's the green Powderpuff Girl.
Look at her. Yeah, see?
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
It was a 911 call from Amanda Berry last May that unraveled a decade-old mystery and led police to the House of Horror.
It's your sister, Amanda Berry.
Remember those three rape girls you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
Oh, my God, let me out, please. Brilliant.
God damn it, Marie, that was funny. Oh, it was good. Woo, quick. Okay,
where these women and a child he fathered with Berry were imprisoned. Castro has said in court he wants to see that child again.
I miss my daughter very much.
Prosecutors said today they will fight to make sure that never happens.
Well, yeah.
Why would they have to fight that? Who's coming to his defense and going, yeah, they should see
Hey, hey, you better let him because...
Or you see this knife? Oh, I'm going to so wave it in front of your face.
All right. The next story, Marie, if you wouldn't mind, is a Florida story. There's a few of them sprinkled in tonight, by the way.
Do you want me to play the video?
Yes, that would be fantabulous.
Well, I'm not going to.
Sprinkled or spackled?
I'm not going to.
Play it.
Do it.
All right, fine.
In arms over a neighborhood bed and breakfast that its owners call a naked hangout club.
The owner says his visitors are gay men and he has a right to host them. West 2's Dan Billow has been looking into whether the business is legal.
County officials say it is not permitted to run a bed and breakfast business in a residential neighborhood. Neighbors say the traffic and the activities of the guests are a big problem.
This past month there's been somewhere between 280, maybe over 300 cars that have been across the street.
All with gay men. Well, this naked is... gay men.
They all had rainbow bumper stickers.
I keep waking up to the sound of...
I mean, luckily their cars don't wake you up because they're all Priuses, so you can sleep right through it.
People still go to bed and breakfasts? And isn't that like a known
when
thing?
It's that's naked like gay like a... men bed and breakfasts? Yeah, fuck
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, I feel bad for housekeeping there. It cannot be a nice scene.
Yeah, right?
Oh, it's just a bunch of brown, red, and just, well, Marie, just play it.
It's all right.
Trying it's to drink here. Jesus.
You think it's BYOS?
Good.
I don't know.
Some people say the traffic is unreasonable, that the road is often clogged with cars parked on both sides.
Hey, speaking of clogged. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
Speaking of clogged, I got this cock up my ass.
Whoa.
And that was clean. Go ahead.
So far, it sounds like the main complaint is there's too much traffic and cars parked. So
no. The main complaint is there's just way too much happiness going on in there.
And sometimes you can hear
go ahead.
Sometimes you can hear
it's a lemon party house, and that's fine. It's not a big deal. It's no. And by the way, if all the lemon party people were Mexican, would it be a lime party? I'll let you think of that one. Press play.
I think it would be a limon.
Oh, you're right, a limon party.
I think it would be a mango party.
Oh, God. Press play.
Oh, but other residents have trouble with the backyard poolside activities of the guests, the men engage in sex and can be heard, though not seen. A neighbor did not want her face on TV.
I think it sickens me. The things I've heard in my own backyard.
And this gentleman was sitting down, and I thought he was sitting in gum, but it turns out it was his testicles.
What kind of fucking place is just letting queers blow each other poolside right next to someone's
I'll tell you where. Heaven.
The best damn house on the block.
The house that I'm going to be partying at.
Or also John's house.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, hey, yeah.
Why don't they call the police instead of going to the news?
Because the police is also gay.
Half the squad's already there.
Yeah. There you go, John. Half of them are there working it. Go ahead. First point.
Home calls it the Alta Vista Hilltop Retreat, where rooms rent for $99. The ad showcases the pool and a hot tub and tells clients amenities include a clothing optional pool and gardens, free off-street parking, and that gay clients are welcome. The homeowner, who would not go on camera, calls it a naked hangout club. He maintains
homeowner.
Pause. What's the first rule about naked hangout club?
What?
Stick your dick in your ass.
That's second rule.
What's the first rule?
Okay, sorry.
Take your dick out, then you stick it in the ass.
Sorry, go ahead. Okay.
It's very step by step over there.
I like the $99 room rate. That's actually a pretty good deal.
That's not bad. You know what? Besides all the gay sex.
You guys, Royce, I'm sorry that you didn't realize that this video was on the webpage because if you downloaded this video and played it for everyone else, you would see what I'm seeing right now, which is a room that has a tiger for a sofa.
That's great.
It is a tiger sofa.
I would call it perfect.
But now you don't get to see it.
See, because that's a cat pun.
No, but like Royce, for instance, imagine you took Marie there for a bed and had no idea. And all of a sudden, you're hearing gay moans and just guys sucking each other's cocks by the pool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go, sir?
I'll tell you what I would do. I would be like, Marie, I need to go change my underwear. Excuse me.
No. Joe, the gay moans you hear in is Royce when Marie goes shopping.
Yeah, there you go. Look, first off,
I don't go shopping.
First off, we either stay at a Marriott or a fucking Westin or a Sheraton. We're not going to fucking stay at a bed and breakfast.
Just go with my hypothetical.
No, because hypothetically, I wouldn't. Because you know what staying at a bed and breakfast is? It's staying at a stranger's home. And it's fucking weird. It is. You're staying at a stranger's house.
A queer stranger. I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah, now, but they make you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, you're right, but they probably stick their balls
in. Where do they put the eggs?
Yeah, exactly. They fucking stir it with their...
John, they do not have eggs coming out of their testicles that they make you scrambled eggs in the morning
with. They hard-boil them. They shove them up their ass, and then they store them for later.
You want to know how they stir the pancake batter? With their erect penises. Now do you want to stay at this bed and breakfast? Because I don't. I don't want to stay.
As long as they shave the balls so that you don't get hairs in the batter.
Of course they shave the balls. They're gays, you idiot.
All right.
Hey,
you want to know how their orange juice is so freshly squeezed? They shove an orange in their ass, and then they squeeze their cheeks.
You know, I don't know how that they've managed to cook an entire breakfast with their genitals.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how. Hard work and dedication. That's how.
It's a lot of practice.
KY.
I mean, think there's signs like no straight couples allowed, separate drinking water fountains for straight couples?
Yeah, you saying it's like old-timey
think
rules?
They discriminate like heteros?
Exactly. Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
I want to pay $99 for a bed and breakfast?
Well, then you better bring a guy to fuck, John.
Do you think the jacuzzi? Do you think the jacuzzi looks like egg drop soup?
Mm. Oh god!
Sign on the side of that just says AIDS. Just blinking AIDS.
What's wrong, Hammy? You want some Chinese?
You know what? Food, Hammy.
I hope somebody out there listening just ordered Chinese food.
Or they're eating eggs over easy and they're a little runny.
God damn you, Joe!
Oh no. I mean, first of all, congratulations for having Brenner, because that's awesome. But I'm sorry that we have ruined it with the story.
Not charge for rooms, and that he hosts 8 or 9 invited guests about 3 times a week, something he has every right to do in a private home. The homeowner says he operated a similar club in California.
It's not private if you're renting it out as like a bed and breakfast, right? Doesn't that become a public place?
Yes.
Is that a public establishment?
Maybe it's kind of like short-term subletting.
Yeah, there you go.
What he should have done is just called it a hostel and then just like not post it up like this.
Does this man have the proper queer permits?
Excuse me, but there is not one homosexual permit pulled on this property. We're going to be fining you every day, 3 Zimas a day until we get this resolved. Because they use Zima's currency, don't you know? Did you know that?
You think they're called queer mitts?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. That's what the gays want us to think, because they want all the Zima for themselves. It disappeared, but why do you think there's always bottles behind the gay clubs?
Excuse me while I grab a can of Red Dog beer.
I'm sorry, but are you the proprietor of this establishment? Hi, I'm from the city, and your roof is about 3.
Where are you going with this, Jim?
3 mustaches too long.
Okay.
3.
Oh my God.
I wish we had Dutch. Where's our bomb?
Oh, that was her.
Do you have a bomb clip?
We need Hammy Dutch.
Or Joe, any one of you. This is fine. We don't have ours. Just pick one. I don't care, because that was really bad, and I feel bad. And my head hurts now.
I don't have any of the bombs.
That bit was going good. We had a good flow. Everyone's laughing, having a good time. You know what? That's what you are. Thank you. That's what you are, John. You're the straight guy at that gay party. You ruined it. You ruined it for everybody.
Hey, guys, let's get some tits up in this bitch.
Boo!
Tits up and bottoms down.
And that's how they got closed.
All right. So I guess we'll just move on to the next story.
I guess so, because John ruined all of our fun.
Marie sent me this one. It's called A Sad Cat Diary.
Oh, yes.
A cat diarrhea?
Now, have you guys seen like those Ken Burns documentaries where they, you know, the war documentary, Civil War?
Have I?
Yes.
My dearest Martha. Okay, well, this is basically about a sad cat's life and him writing a diary like it's wartime. Just check it out. You'll like
no,
it.
I'm confused. How do you know the cat's sad? I have problems already.
Okay, you'll know the cat is sad when you hear what he's talking about.
And also look at his face.
Yeah, once you hear what he's talking about, you'll know the cat is sad. Here we go.
Okay. Dear diary. The authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. My only other hope for rest is on the computer keyboard, which is nearby, but sadly no one is currently using it. I will wait. Dear diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities, but they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry. Dear diary, it has come.
By the way, there's so many of these, and they're all fantastic.
And the this cats should outsell Anne Frank's diary.
The cats
right.
look so worried.
The cats look so sad in the video.
And what's even more funny is this is completely true. Anyone with cats knows as soon as you fill up their food tray, they'll eat like for like a minute and then walk away and never touch the food again. Cats are assholes.
I can affirm that. If that's a
yeah, thing. Hammy. Weren't your cats like beating the shit out of each other the other day? I was reading your Facebook.
Yeah, I had 3 cats in my house, and I just got the third one fixed yesterday. When she came home, she naturally ran out of the crate scared because she just got, you know, humiliated by the fucking veterinarian. And that scared the other two who didn't leave the house all day. Now all 3 of them want to beat the shit out of each other because they're scared. Now they're hissing, growling, and like literally attacking each other, and my arms are now like completely like scratched up because I have to separate fights all the time.
Actually, yeah, here's the audio of Hammy's cat. Dear diary, the fat man's apnea keeps me awake all night. I cannot sleep. I am beating up the other cats in protest. Hopefully, they kick me out of the home.
You fucking asshole.
Let's play the rest.
Come to my attention that the authorities have 2 hands. It seemed to have made it the sadistic policy only to pet me with 1 of them at a time. Half of love is just low, which is how I feel. Aww. My spirit is breaking. Dear diary, I've decided to plead with the authorities to rub my belly. I think it'll do me good in my current condition. I would like to receive 2 rubs exactly. A 3rd one and I will bite the shit out of them as per order.
That's so true, yeah.
Cats always turn on you when they go belly up and they're like, oh, pet my stomach. And then you put your hat in and it's a trap. It's a Venus flytrap of paws and claws.
Why put it out there if you don't want that? What are you
cats
doing?
Are such dicks.
They really are.
Cats are all dicks. Yes.
More, please.
Okay. Oh, wish me luck. Dear diary, the water dish continues to vex me. The authorities seem to taunt me with this cruel liquid that has neither smell nor distinguishing visual markings. A sad anniversary. This is the 900th day that my nose has been unintentionally wetted. Dear diary, yesterday I put in a simple request regarding the door to the garden. But, seemingly out of sheer spite, the authorities refused to hold the door open long enough for me to decide whether to go outside or inside. Or outside.
Adorable!
Dear diary, the authorities have punished me for taking a crap on the living room floor. This despite...
That's what my cat looks like right now.
Oh, it has the little thing around its neck?
Yes! It looks just as sad, too.
Oh, cats are such dicks.
My efforts to distribute the litter evenly throughout the house. I am convinced that they are madmen, devoid of reason. Dear diary, the squirrel was back again today. It mocks me. I will try and release my mind from this torment and groom myself for 4 hours. Dear diary, I have been stalking an insect on the wall for the past 3 days now. All of my attempts to capture it have been thwarted. However, today, on further inspection, I found out that the insect was in fact a thumbtack.
You know what's great? This guy almost sounds like Orson Welles, too.
I know. It's
so much better.
He really does. This guy's voice is fantastic.
Actually, I cat sit for a coworker when they were away for a week, and she's like, oh, we have this toy that we put on to keep them entertained while they're away. You basically press a button, and a laser goes all over the place for about 15 minutes. She's like, that'll keep them entertained for a long time. Just press the button.
That's like torture.
Well, fuck them. The cats.
Logic in this place. Dear Diary, it is 3 a.m. The authorities have closed the door to the bedroom. I can only assume that they have forgotten about me and have left me here to die. As a last resort, I will stand post for the rest of the night and sing the song of my people in hopes that they rescue me. Dear Diary, when the authorities...
Oh, look at the cat! Oh, look at the cat! He's so adorable!
Oh, no!
It looks like a Sarah McLachlan commercial.
It really does!
Poop, I have tried to poop in the bathtub litter box with them in a show of solidarity. I have yet to experience any gratitude. Dear Diary, my attempts to destroy the terrible plant have all been for naught. Somehow, almost as if by some evil magic, a new one has appeared in its place. I will have to start over now. Like Sisyphus, I am bound to hell.
That's all of it.
Anyone that has cats, this video is completely 100% true. Yes. Anyone. It's amazing. I love that video.
Yeah, it's whoever did that was fantastic. I would love to see one with dogs too, because I think there's a lot of stuff dogs do that's pretty stupid. I think cats are smarter than dogs. I just think dogs are more likable.
I think dogs are smart. Dogs are definitely smarter. Cats just have more pride and are more independent.
The difference is cats are spiteful pricks. That's what the difference is. Dogs, okay, you may forget to walk them like one afternoon and they might be a little upset, but you know, hang a little doggy treat and oh, they'll come back to you and be all happy. Cats, if I miss clean the litter box one day, the cats will take a shit and piss all over the house and throw the litter everywhere until I clean it up again properly.
Here's the difference between a dog and a cat. A dog thinks I'm yours. A cat thinks you're mine.
Yep, yep.
Well, here's the other difference, Miss Marie. You could go away on vacation for a week, and you could leave food in a litter box, and the cat will be fine. There's no dog litter box that's all of a sudden going to make him not piss in your house. You can't leave a dog for a week unattended.
That's true. There. That's true, but it also kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck's that cat doing the whole week? I'm not there.
Wait, hold that. Western Echo, completely accurate in the chat room. A dog's only priority is to please you. A cat could give two shits. That's the only difference. Very accurate. My cats don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Marie, next story, please. You got it?
Black robbers use $2,000 of white masks to fool
These are the real...
I didn't say black racist.
These are realistic masks. Marie, post a picture of the mask in the chat room. These realistic masks that make them really look like white people.
Wait, yeah. What?
You'll see.
Sorry.
Wait till you see the mask.
The thing threw me, so let me reread the title. It wasn't $2,000 worth of white mask. Yeah. It was a $2,000 white mask.
Check that out.
One mask. It was $2,000.
I guess one mask is
it costs
$2,000
for the mask. Yeah, look at the mask though. Look at the chat.
And they used it to fool victims in $200,000 town style stick up. Prosecutors say.
Yeah.
It looks like if you're watching Blade and there's that transformation between human and vampire.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, what he is. Middle. He's a daywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
So a crappy.
Oh, you see that? Two daywalkers just stole my truck.
Western Echo says Nick Stahl's yellow face. Holy shit, from Sin City. That's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, go ahead. A crafty trio of black robbers brought amazingly lifelike disguises from a Hollywood special effects firm to transform themselves into white guys for a Brazen Queens heist. And their get-ups were so good, the victims had no clue they were in masks. The Brooklyn.
Now, wait a minute. How much did they steal? They spent $2,000 each on a mask.
$53 and a Slurpee.
It says it was a $200,000 stick up.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's
a good investment.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Sorry, not that good. They must have got caught. Go ahead.
The Brooklyn federal court trial of Akeem Monsalvages.
Not black name. Not going to work here anymore.
Derek Dunkley and Edward Beam opened yesterday with witnesses describing how they were completely fooled. The perps spent two painstaking months plotting their $200,000 stick-up of a Queens check-cashing store last year and theorized that switching races would help them avoid detection.
However, upon seeing the white mask, they realized no white person would be in a Queens check-cashing store at this time and immediately assumed it was a black guy.
No white person has black hands.
You're right. Hope he was wearing gloves.
Yeah. Maybe they had vitiligo.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, but people would...
Hold on. Sorry, Marie, but what does a bad guy from Ghostbusters 2 have to do with anything?
Or in John's case, progeria arms.
Okay. Oh, I get it now.
And by the way, Marie, vitiligo, DJ Vitiligo, that's my DJ name.
Really?
Wait, hold on. I have audio of them before the robbery.
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
Somebody stop me.
What a creepy. Okay, how did they catch them?
So the crew turned to well-known special effects company CFX Composite Effects, which worked on flicks including Two Guns and Wolverine.
Ooh.
High class.
Can't be traced, right?
High class films for the disguises.
Joe, are you saying that it can be traced?
Yeah, no, that's totally under the radar when you go get your mask
you know
from a Hollywood firm.
That's like buying a handgun at Walmart and then committing a murder immediately. Yeah. That's the worst place to buy your gun at if you're going to kill somebody. They're going to find you right away.
The men allegedly told company reps they needed the mask for a music video and plunked down $2,000 for three masks.
Okay.
So the 2000 was for three, actually. Uh-huh. The accused crooks were apparently inspired by the 2010 Ben Affleck flick The Town.
Ooh, see? Ben Affleck has this something for the black community.
There you go.
Go ahead.
As in the movie, in addition to donning masks, the robbers dressed up as cops, doused the crime scene with bleach to destroy DNA traces. And
look at these guys. Holy shit. These guys are fucking pros. It's like the beginning of The Dark Knight.
And provided evidence to a victim to prove they knew where she lived in case she squealed.
Ooh, all right.
Brooklyn prosecutors will introduce into evidence a photo of Monsalvage. Why is there a T in that?
Sorry. Good. The photo is a selfie he took on Instagram.
It was a photo of him wearing a t-shirt with a picture of one of the disguised men from the movie. He's standing next to one of his alleged cohorts in the photo.
He's holding up $500, spreading it apart, and he says hashtag baller status on it.
Authorities said they also plan to introduce four clips from the film over the defense's objections showing the similarities between the real and real life capers.
Uh-huh.
See, they said real capers. R-E-E-L and then real life because they were trying to do the pun thing.
I thought you misread. Now it makes sense. That was a clever pun.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but in those movies, but whenever they do those movies, when they either robbing banks or stealing cars or something of that matter that would be incriminating, don't they leave out one thing or they imply one thing that isn't real so that people can't try to replicate the same thing? So these guys are going, yeah, we'll just go and do what they did in The Town because that movie was really cool and Ben Affleck, he my nigga.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably was the conversation. They were all probably just drinking, I'm assuming. Well, let's see. Let me think what they... Okay, probably like either like Michelob High Life or OE, and they were like, oh, shit, we watching this shit, and let's smoke a spliff, let's put these fucking masks on and make some dollars. See, I'm down with the kids.
Man. Can we get Matt Damon in this bitch, man?
Well, you know, I don't know if you get
Matt
Damon.
At least George Clooney.
Well, no, I don't think you get him either. He's pretty, pretty big at this point.
Yeah, he's not that
man,
big.
That guy's a honky.
All right. See, now you're being a 70s black guy, which doesn't make any sense.
If you start...
No, a 70s black guy would be like, man, ain't no jive turkey.
All right.
Same boys.
Let's play the next story. And this makes me sad because it's a Holly scoop, and Dutch always does the loud scoop.
I can probably do it.
Okay, here we go.
You couldn't find a newsy video of my new girlfriend?
Shut up!
She yelled right at your face.
I'm so upset right now.
Let's try it again.
Good.
Try it again.
Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie Bauer for Holly's Scoop.
Scoop!
Stewart was cornered by paparazzo, pestering her with questions.
All right, hold on. Let's listen to the story, though.
Kristen Stewart was cornered by paparazzo, pestering her with questions about Rob Pattinson to the brink of her sanity. Obviously, she got a little heated.
Wait, Rob Pattinson, is that the Twilight douchebag?
Yes. But listen to what this crazy-eyed bitch did.
At first, Kristen is hiding behind a fence up against an industrial dumpster. That said, truthfully speaking, we kind of love the way she handled this. Hiding in a dumpster compartment? From behind the partition, the only thing barricading her from the paparazzo, Kristen fires off some choice words for the photographer's camera.
She is so ugly that it defies logic. I think she's the ugliest woman that's getting paid to act. How about that?
I think you're insane.
You think that's attractive?
Yeah, I do.
Hammy?
Compared to, like, Natalie Portman, absolutely not. But she probably is a very good lay.
What makes you think she's a good lay? Like, what about her?
Because you know she has no acting ability. She can't fake anything. And she doesn't have good facial expression. She's probably very boring as well. But once you get in bed, she's probably a fucking nasty chick.
How about she has a vagina? How about that?
Or that too.
I think she has a cute face. Vagina. I like her cute face.
I think she's disgusting. Her face is not cute.
Oh, yeah? Is this face cute? Is that cute?
Ew.
Actually, that is kind of cute.
That was a bad take from the paparazzo. Why does that bitch keep saying paparazzo? It's paparazzi.
Yeah, it's paparazzi. No,
it's the singular and plural, you dipshits.
Paparazzi. Hey, fucking Marie, take a Xanax.
Wait a second. I'm the one bringing dipshit back, not you. You can't bring dipshit back. I'm bringing it back.
I'm trying to find
this host's Twitter name. It was posted before, so I can harass her on Twitter.
Speaking of harassing people, do you want to stop harassing Logan Tittle, please? Thanks. It'd be great.
What? Would she complain to you?
No, she hasn't complained, but I mean, I'm just worried about some sort of lawsuit because I'm just saying.
I didn't send any dick pics yet.
And by the way, I understand you just got out of bed.
Notice how Joe said yet.
Yet. I know yet. So, you know, I get you guys having a little fun texting, but don't get drunk one day or, you know, and send her something. And then I have to hear like, hey, remember that partnership we have with Newsy? Now they're going to put copyright on all their videos because Joe decided to show his humongous dick to one of the reporters.
What partnership? I love how you automatically think I'm a fucking liability.
That's not true. I don't think you're a liability. I think your cock's a liability. Let me be
your
specific.
Cock's riding dicks you can't cash.
Yeah. And
by the way, we had to send Joe a Facebook message because we're like, at like 3 minutes before the show, hey, are you going to get on? And he's like, oh, sorry, I was napping. And I could tell because look at his hair. He looks like he just woke up from a nap.
I did. I fell asleep on my couch. I'm sorry. I'm a tired old man. I worked all day.
I told you, you're turning into an old man. It's what's happening.
He almost sounds like H. John Benjamin when he wakes up from a nap.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Let's move on to another fun story. Simon Cowell, remember who he was from that show, American Idol?
You're fired.
No, that's Donald Trump.
I heard he's banging some hot.
You've got talent. No.
Welcome to Holly's Scoop. I'm Stephanie Bauer. It's so shocking, you just have to come right out and say it. No beating around the bush here. Simon Cowell is expecting a baby with his friend's wife.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh.
He is expecting a baby.
Ooh.
With his friend's wife.
Isn't he 57 years old?
Well, his sperm still works at that age, Joe.
Still, but
and he's Simon Cowell. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, but that's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up.
53-year-old British curmudgeon Simon Cowell is having his first child with his pal's wife. New York socialite Lauren Silverman is about 10 weeks along, and Simon is the father. Cue the Maury voice. Multiple sources reveal the news to Us Weekly. However, no comment yet from Simon or his rep. So get this, 36-year-old Lauren is technically still married to Simon's close friend, Andrew Silverman, a real estate mogul in New York City. She plans to leave her estranged husband to be with the...
All right, before we continue, have you guys ever...
Had a dream?
That you could do something...
That you can do anything?
or have ever wished that they had an audio engineer that had any fucking skills whatsoever? Why is that like techno music in a club louder than her voice? What a terrible fucking news agency.
Holly Scott.
Logan Tittle would never do this
have
kind of horseshit.
Have you ever had a dream that you had you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
So I say that. Have you guys ever had sex with a chick that used to go out with one of your friends? Joe, let me look at not you, Marie.
I don't like how you immediately go to me, but yeah.
Well, because I knew it was a yes. So
yeah, actually, I thought of friendship with a very very close friend at the time. After like a year or two, I thought it was over. He was kind of a dick, and I was like, all right, this is done. And his ex, he just broke up with, sent me a MySpace message. I'm dating myself. I know.
Did it have a glitter thing that said thanks for the friend?
She had a glitter page. Absolutely.
I got one too.
Yay!
So she goes, hey, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, all right, why not? I'm not friends with this kid anymore. Fine. And yeah, we ended up banging. And then, of course, I wanted a relationship. But then I had to come to reality of, oh, this was just a revenge fuck for my ex friend. That's all that was. But she used to burn herself with cigarettes, so I don't feel bad.
And the other time you did it?
I think that was the only time.
I can't believe that.
No, really. I would tell you.
I just can't.
And I do regret it. I really do.
Why do you regret it now?
Because we've never talked since. And me and him probably could have patched things up. And I was heated at the time. And if I just like kind of relaxed and didn't meet up
and
with her
dick,
knowing that was...
And your dick isn't a liability?
Hey, listen. This was back in MySpace days. Yeah, I've grown up, okay? Yeah. I've grown up.
John, have you ever done that?
Yes, actually. It was freshman year of high school.
Whoop, whoop.
And there was a girl that I really, really liked. And she ended up going out with a kid that was in my class that I was friends with. And he was a real dick. And he always treated her wrong or whatever. And but we were still like friends, and I was still friends with her for some weird reason. So she's like, hey, you want to come to my house and watch Varsity Blues? So
oh my god, I remember that movie.
You said yes.
So we're watching Varsity Blues, and she and our other friend who wasn't for anybody was watching it on the couch. So. Me and her were underneath a blanket, like just going at it.
And you don't feel bad about that? Do you feel bad about it?
She told me that they were having a fight, and then it was like done with, and then to come to find out she lied.
Boy, does that sound familiar? Anyway,
well, wait, yeah, hey, fucko, Royce, what's your story?
Hammy, don't look so nervous. I'm not gonna say anything. What mine? What? Oh, my story.
We haven't officially gone around the room here.
Yeah,
Royce.
We'll go around my. I've never done that, but I will say that Sean brought this up in the chat. That's how me and Sean met.
What?
This chick, by the way, this is great. This is a great. Okay, let me get comfortable. Remember a couple weeks ago we played that video of my ex girlfriend.
Oh, the one that had like
The stalker
dinner table chairs outside of her trailer.
Yeah, yeah, her. So anyway,
yeah.
That chick. I was dating her first, and then Sean, she cheated on me with Sean.
Royce, did you say first?
Yeah, I did. She cheated on me with Sean, and that's
okay.
How,
now the trailer makes sense.
Yeah,
she went from you to Sean.
Yeah.
What's
and then
sorry,
she?
Sean.
No, it's okay, Sean. So then we became friends. We both started working at the same Burger King. So, yeah.
Wait, you wanted to be friends with her after you knew she fucked around with you?
No, Sean and me became friends. When they found out they were fucking the same girl,
so
they both dumped her and became buddies.
Yeah.
And now they fuck each other.
Oh, so you guys were like, hey,
and now they
five.
Fuck each other.
Now, her brother, this crazy chick's brother, I just found out, is in my personal, me and Dr. B's Dynasty Football League. And I played with this kid all last year and didn't realize it was her brother until like a couple weeks ago.
Does he know that?
I don't know if he knows or remembers, but I mean, I do know this. I was the one that called HRS which is, you know, kid services, on her dad because she would tell me that her dad was beating her, so I got him, like, kicked out of the house and it caused
a divorce.
Wait, wait, wait. How old was she?
Oh, you rat fuck. How old was she?
Oh, Sean, call in. Sean could attest to this because he was involved with it. Sean, if you can, Skype in or call in. What were you saying, Joe? I'm sorry. What was the question?
Well, how old was she?
Well, I was 16... 15 or 16. Say she was the same age, and so was Sean. We were all the same age.
Oh my God, this story so aligns perfectly. Trailer, beaten by her father, Sean. Okay.
She lives in a trailer now, but she didn't before when she was a kid. We lived in the same, actually, very nice white gated community.
Well, how long did you date her?
Just like, I don't know, man, like maybe six months.
Okay.
If that, maybe less, maybe, I don't remember.
That's a very long term relationship.
Well, I was 15, though. None of that counts when you're 15. But anyway, this is...
Of course it counts. What are you talking about?
This is the same chick that I was finger banging, and I thought I was finger banging her correctly. It's the first time I ever finger banged her. I was 15, and I was just pushing her underwear inside her vagina, and I was like, wow, the vagina sure feels a lot like silk panties.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just admitted that.
I've said it before.
You said it like three times.
This isn't the first time I've said this.
He loves that story.
Did you not know it was underwear?
I was 15. It's the first time ever.
No, I don't care. Did you not...
Anyway,
Joe's calling you a rookie.
You thought she wasn't wearing any underwear? Like you just went under her shorts or jeans or whatever and figured there wouldn't be any.
Hey, you know what I think? I think people in alcoholic houses shouldn't be throwing stones.
What's an alcohol?
It's like alcohol.
Okay.
My feelings were too hurt to retort. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Anyway, I did call. When I was 15, I actually went to my high school's counselor because she used to tell me that she would also have like a bag full of razor blades. And she would she was a cutter too, because obviously she was a cutter too.
Oh God.
And
not all makes sense with Sean.
Sean, not Billy.
I
Steven.
Like how the worst
Steven is in the fantasy league,
I'm
not Billy.
I'm really enjoying how the worst the story gets, why people keep understanding why she went to Sean.
See?
Poor Sean.
Do you see what's happening here? So she used to give me like bags of used like razor blades from her because she's like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. And, you know, it was a tension because it was never.
God, did she threaten that in front of you?
Yeah, yeah. But looking back
you,
now.
You can't just blow by that.
Well, no, I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. So, yeah, she used to cut herself and stuff like that. But, I mean, even back then, I knew the cuts weren't really to kill herself because they were like attention cuts, not I want to kill myself cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the scrapes.
Yeah. So
Sean also said, and a lunchbox full of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. So, okay, so yes, that too.
I gotta say though, at 15 or 16 to be cutting yourself, that's a little fucking weird.
Yeah, I know.
At least I was like in like a really coked out Jägermeister haze blackout.
And she would tell me like, oh, I have a gun against my hand, I'm gonna kill myself. Like she was very attention-y. But anyway, once again, I'm 15. So then I figure the right thing to do because I'm a hero. I go to the fucking guidance counselor in the school. This like very wise black lady who was just there for everybody. So, you know, I go to her and I tell her, you know, oh, I think that her dad's beating her because she should tell me that her dad would beat her up. So I was like,
your go-to confidant was the lunch lady?
No, counselor. But she was
didn't that counselor wear lady. A
yeah,
a
John knows.
Like,
yes, there you go, John. Yes.
A hairnet?
She wore like a 1980s African, like breakdancer.
No, like an African like, headband, John. Like more like yeah. that. Like an African, traditional African like headband.
Like fruit on her head. She had fruit on her head.
What was her name? John knows. John.
I forgot the name, man. I've erased all of that from my memory.
Uh-huh. Yes, Joe. 6 foot, 7 foot bunch. They let come, everyone go home.
Thank you.
So then I told them and they called the cops. The cops came in. The dad was arrested. Blah 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 blah. And then I find out later that led to the divorce. Moved out, and you know that was
I,
that.
When I told them and that they that call
what was
they called the cops. The cops came
what's,
in.
What is
that?
Happening? Who?
What
whose
was
fault?
That?
Whose fault? Own up.
What is going on?
Who opened you stream? Come on, guys.
I didn't do shit. What the. I don't hear any difference. What's going on?
Whatever. Anyway, what was I saying? What was the last thing you heard? Just want to make sure they didn't cut out. I'm kidding.
A divorce, which I don't know how a divorce happened at 15.
Well, no. The mom and dad got divorced because I called the cops on the dad because she told.
Oh shit! You.
Well, I the guidance counselor called the cops on the dad.
You know what? That's one of the few instances where I can't call you a rat, That was the right thing to do, Royce.
I thought it was. I was 15. I thought
Can
it was
I be serious for a second? Sure. That was the right thing to do.
And you know,
and then he fucked the guidance counselor.
But then thinking back, though, I think, what if she was lying? Because I had no proof. I was just going off what she was telling me.
Oh, shit. You know what? I didn't even think of that.
No, but this being honest. Yeah, because,
especially that kind of girl. Yeah.
Because, you know, I think everyone knows a girl that's dated a girl and knows a guy who's dated a girl who's like, I'll punch myself. I swear to God. You know? And I'll tell you.
Did you ever see bruises or anything, at least?
I mean, I did, but that being said, she was very pale and white. Like, she was one of those people that, like, if you poke them too hard, they bruise kind of things. And she was self-destructive anyway because she would cut herself. So they could have been, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything could say they could be self-inflicted, you know, like for attention.
She could have banged her elbow in a doorway and said, yeah, my dad did that.
And then I think the dad had a motorcycle accident. I don't know if he died or something. I don't remember, but I think whatever.
What the fuck?
I know that I was a cause of a lot of problems, but I thought I was doing the right thing. But like I say, bro, YOLO.
I stand by you.
YOLO.
I think you were doing the right thing. And you can see how well her life turned out according to that news
story. She's doing good. She can't even shit in her toilet in her trailer park because guys are looking at her pee. Yeah, her life is going fucking fantastic.
Didn't you show the news report from that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
it was great. It was so good.
Hey, bitch, should have stuck with Royce Lopez and not cheated. think about where you'd be now.
You'd be me.
I have a lot of the fucking mess up story. And I had an ex-girlfriend once that cheated on me with her fucking cousin. That's how
Stop it. No.
I swear to God, I've told this story too.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I've told this story.
And then
it sounds
along.
Like none of us have heard this, so... No.
Marie, and John knows it. I've told the story on air, right?
I've never heard that one.
It's the whale. The one that turned into a fat whale that worked at Publix.
I don't know this. But is this like, I'm assuming, a second cousin, third cousin?
It was, yeah. No, it wasn't like blood cousins. But still, I mean, still fucked up. But yeah, it wasn't blood cousins. It was like cousins by marriage kind of cousin that she fucked. But still, I mean, still cousins.
Like, they grew up together as kids?
Yes.
That's the same thing. That's fucking disgusting.
I swear to God, not to sound like a Jeff Foxworthy joke, but it was at a family reunion. I swear to God, not even kidding.
Oh.
In North Florida, in Ocala, this fucking redneck capital of the world.
I'm starting to get hard.
I know. And so that was that one. Yeah, man, whatevs. Who cares? Bitches be tripping, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
How'd you find out?
How did I find? She told me. The guilt was eating her up, so she told me. I swear to God. I mean, she wouldn't tell. I hope she wasn't making
she's
it up.
She's obviously not the smartest one in the bunch if she's telling him that she's.
She is now the fattest one in the bunch, though.
Very fat.
Are you trying to say she gained a little weight?
A little weight? She fucking looks like an aircraft carrier.
Do we have a picture?
I'll try to find her.
I'm sure Marie has it on her hard drive just for laughs.
No.
I'll try. Hold on. If you let me see here. Let's look through the old Facebook.
Marie, how do you feel being pretty much the fucking prize beauty queen pageant in Royce's life by far?
It works out great for me because he knows what he could have had.
Boom.
He'll be grateful every fucking day.
Do you use that in fights? Like if you two argue over, you know, you didn't pick up milk and he told you to?
I will now.
Hey, yeah, do we like not go to like, break at 8 o'clock
anymore?
You
don't like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we will. We're going to go to break in a second. I just want to see if I can find.
Yeah, well, we're doing something here, John. Yeah, so.
Shut up. I'm losing something too.
If you get into an argument and you're like, you don't like this? Maybe you could be in a trailer park with that fucking cunt that cheated on you with that scumbag Sean. Like, you never do that? Like, that never comes up in fights?
Oh, wow. She must have heard the show because she used to be my friend on...
What was?
So awesome.
What was?
But, yeah, I could still get her pictures, so here she is.
Let me see. Wait.
It's not that bad.
That's the fat version? That's not that fat.
I don't know. Who knows all that picture is, but I can't see any more of her photos.
I mean, that's a terrible, I think I'm hot pose when she's not, but still.
Oh, no, I found another one. Hold on.
Okay.
Come on. Hopefully she's not
listening.
Wow, right
that fucking, is that a boat? That's really tipping one way. Oof.
It looks like a surfboard.
Maybe all the fat's on her back, because that's really.
Okay, look at her hot face.
No!
Oh.
God almighty. What the?
She kill used, it with fire,
she,
now.
She did used to be my friend on Facebook.
She's like a young, fat Octomom. It's disgusting.
She does look like Octomom. You're right. That's a very good observation.
That's what I do, Marie. Thank you.
That is my life. That was.
Was
your life.
Well, was.
Were your life.
Okay, you want to see? Okay, here's a better picture of how fat she is now. Just to show you how old that one is. Here you go.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live.
current picture of her now.
Ew.
Look at her arms. God.
Oh, she seems to have won some sort of award or gotten a folder.
Gotten a folder.
That was very funny. Or gotten a folder.
It's a Trapper Keeper folder.
It's very far away. I can't read what's inside of it. She's either browsing for new condos or she made something out of her life.
This is fucking hilarious.
So
but
that's,
it's working out great for her, I'm sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy, guys. Now I'm sad.
Why?
I'll cheer up.
You're sad that you left that?
I'll cheer you up, Royce.
Yes.
My story of the girl. Well, I wasn't the guy that a girl cheated on her man with. I was the guy that was cheated on.
Oh, no.
In a little after, like in high school, on Valentine's Day of all days, I was going to surprise my girlfriend of 2 years. The
How
day,
long? Oh, 2 years.
I was maybe I just got my license, so I
21.
I got my license a couple of months earlier. So
he's saying she might have been left back.
So I was at work. So I got out of work early. I was going to surprise her. And I walk into the house and I see her blowing my childhood friend on the couch. And
wait, in her place?
Yeah.
And the thing is, Hammy's childhood friend was imaginary, so it was awkward for everybody. Come on, are you blowing Mr. Snuffles?
That's just me. But I left the house and I drove away crying the rest of the night. So I hope that's yours.
Did you masturbate into your tears?
Now, wait a minute, Hammy, I know you. I'm positive. Let's just say you're not married right now, right? And your chick is just your girlfriend, not your wife. And it's the same situation. I don't see you driving away in tears. I see you grabbing the nearest blunt object and swinging. Is that the kind of situation that built you up into the angry shithead that you are now?
Hey, a little bit.
The girl that I had the romp with on Facebook.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to Hammy.
No, it's not that.
Oh, shit.
Snap.
So, but like, this was in high school, and like, I was a real sensitive little nerdy prick back then. And
so was
all I did was smoke pot. That's like the most extreme I ever did. And I was a little.
Bro. Me in high school.
Bro, and, man. Smokers are jokers.
And
you don't know that? Didn't you read the arcade machines before winners don't use drugs?
Hammy, how'd you break up with her? Because, I mean, you're not that much younger than me. Back then, there was no text. There was no, like, what'd you do?
I just said, you know what? You can have him. And
face to face?
Ew! What are you, a daytime soap opera?
I said something along the lines of that. I'm like, all right, fine.
You deserve each other.
Did you drive away listening to the Goo Goo Dolls?
No, but I turned on the radio
and
REO Speedwagon's Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore came on the radio.
Oh,
and
no.
That just happened to be to be the song where we first kissed to, and that
no!
made
No, are you kidding me?
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
What was that? Who played that?
That was me, whoever played that.
That was a really long laugh.
That was me, I'm sorry.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I fucking hate this song. So,
you know, sometimes when your girl hurts you, even if you love her, you just have to let her go. Because, Hammy, you're worth it.
You are.
Hammy, hey, Hammy. Sometimes, Hammy, it's time to fly.
Hey,
heard that's an REO Speedwagon song. So get it.
Hey, Hammy, knock knock.
Who's there?
Me, buddy, and I always will be.
Oh,
oh God.
And that was my little cheating story.
Well, you know, okay, Joe. Let me ask the question.
Why'd you just put your fucking laser pointer on your gun at me?
Not a gun.
Pressure's on.
I'm gonna ask you how many times have you been cheated on?
As far as I know, just once, but it was my first girlfriend. That's what really fucked it up. I don't know if I've told the story on the show. Probably not, but real quick.
No wonder why you hate women.
Yeah, well, listen to this. This was like 2002. I was 17.
2000 and late.
I was 17. It was my first girlfriend. We worked together at Staples. We
oh my god.
We shut up. We started dating.
Their hands touched when they both were racking the same ink cartridges.
Right.
Sorry.
So I'm really like, this chick was a fucking nine. Like, I was really into her. We liked the same bands. Yes. One of the things that was attractive.
You were into the band, Yes?
My Pearl Jam shirt. So, anyway.
Oh my god, I'm so attracted to you because of the shirt that you're wearing currently.
Yes. So we start going out, and she was driving. Shut up. God damn it, Marie. I hate you tonight. So she was driving this. Should I wait?
No,
she was driving
ahead.
This really shitty Ford Aspire, which is like a shitty hatchback from like 1989. It would always break down. And again, it's like 2002. So she didn't have a cell phone. So I was like worried about her. So I went to Walmart.
And you bought her a cell phone.
I bought her a track phone with a card with the most minutes, 300 minutes you could possibly get. Spent like $300 on it. Gave it to her. And anytime I would call her on the phone, she'd never answer. But she would use the phone to call the boyfriend she already had at the same time.
Oh, you're a dum-dum.
Thanks, Marie. That helped. That was good.
Oh, well, you know what? At least somebody was happy with that you got those minutes. Are they still together? Maybe you helped them stay together.
No, they're not.
All right, together. So then it wasn't even worth it. You wasted your life. It's fine. It happens.
What the fuck?
I mean, no, I'm just saying it does.
I'm trying to tell a story here. I know.
We've all
what is it
shit.
With men and cell phones?
I'm just trying to be like a nice, concerned boyfriend. That means nothing to you, Marie. You're a girl. Come on.
Well,
no one ever bought me a cell phone.
There you go.
And I turned out okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Did you get a beeper?
I was never bought a cell phone, and I never cheated on anybody. So maybe if you're buying a cell phone, it's because you're worried they're going to cheat, in case that they're cheaters.
No, it was no. It's like I put it on my family plan, Marie. It was 2002.
It's called
it was
a little
phone.
Thing called trust.
I love that all of Joe's girlfriends have burner phones, like from The Wire. It's fucking fantastic. That's when fantastic. You walk through the garden.
When I found out what was going on, though, I did call track phone because it was registered my name, and I reported the phone stolen, so she couldn't use it anymore.
Good. Fuck that bitch. Now she can't use that Nokia. All she can do is play Snake.
Finally, you're getting smart.
But is the SIM card still good?
Oh, yeah, that's right. What if she has that? What if she switched out the? But she still has the phone, so she could have just gotten a new account. So you did see. She might still be using it in the class of women you date. No offense.
Yeah. Yeah, her SD card holds 56K of fucking.
Her push to talk track phone.
No, dude, she upgraded. She's got a Net 10.
I wonder if she ever took naughty pictures of herself. Was it a camera phone?
In 2002, probably not.
Hell no. No, it was
a
green
is she,
screen
like,
phone.
Millionaire?
Yeah.
Did it have textual messaging capabilities?
Yeah, that was the highlight. Like, that was the selling point of the phone.
Do you think she was sexting?
Does it play snakes?
Marie, you're making things worse.
All right. Well, we
worse
have to,
or better?
We have to go to break because we're 12 worse. Minutes over here. Coming
you're
up.
Acting like there's a fucking producer or manager behind your back telling you need to take a break.
Okay, fine. We got to go to break because I need to pee.
There you go.
Why do you got to lie to us, man?
I was trying to be semi-professional, but whatevs. Whatevs.
You're semi-professional.
Sorry about that. Bunch of fun Florida stories coming up after the break. We're going to have fun with our pals, Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show and Brain Stew. Oh. And, of course, Hammy from Brain Stew sitting in. And John Santeri. Marie, take us to break. Hit it.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite Warlike Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
The Man Cave Radio Show!
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
You're listening to basically a sports show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Footer from The Red Show. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on our brand new home, More Like Radio. Give us a call. We are very caller friendly. We love our fans.
All right, caller, what's up? You are live on The Red More Like Radio. What's up?
What's up, superstar?
Oh, is that Bull?
That it is.
Boom.
My man, Bull.
One of my favorite humans in the whole entire world. My man, Bull. What's up, brother?
Not a whole lot, man.
How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, man. I'm doing a lot better, bro.
The last we knew from Bull, you were, you went to rehab on your own, got yourself cleaned up a little bit, and that's been, what, just a little over a week? Am I wrong?
Quitter. Fucking quitter.
8 days for my family. That's the main reason. I had a P-Rock Footer K times 100 moment about 2 weeks ago, and I...
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, Bull.
Oh, my God. What are you...
I meant I love you, bro. Get better. That's what I meant.
Hold on.
What happened?
And I'm the asshole?
Hold on a minute.
So call in. Get to know us, The Red, every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock East, following Hippo Juice.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Now we have the privilege of speaking to a very important musician who has a new best of album on the air. You're on the air. Come on, test.
Tip top. Yeah, I feel.
You sound over it. What is going on in your life?
Well, to be honest, I'm gonna kill myself today.
I don't care! Do you care?
No.
Do you care? Do you care? All right!
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Ah!
back live on the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice. I'll be checking that out throughout the show. And Cornex reporting in, I've heard the cousin fucker story before, so apparently some people have heard the cousin fucker story that that I've told before. All right. Next up, Marie, if you would not mind reading the next story, I would appreciate it.
I mind greatly, but since I'm marrying you, I guess I have to.
Okay, good.
Just saying.
And go.
I mind. Police Joseph Vargo held after punching truck while yelling Zimmerman.
Really?
Well, it's in Melbourne, so yes, Melbourne, Florida.
Woo, Florida!
Florida story. A man is being held on disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest charges after Melbourne Beach police say he punched the window of a moving truck while yelling, Zimmerman!
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight. There was a moving truck going by.
Yep.
And he just punched it and
punched
yelled
the shit out of it.
And yelled Zimmerman.
Yep.
Now, was it a white guy or a black guy?
He looks pretty white. Like, as far as white goes, he's super white.
Wait,
like,
the guy driving?
White.
No, the guy that punched the truck was white and yelled Zimmerman.
That makes him more bizarre.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I posted the picture
how
in the chat.
How did he not get his feet run over?
Okay, this doesn't look like a real guy. This looks like the fake mannequin in the Wheel of Progress at,
It looks like one of those masks those guys bought to rob that
There's
fucking
a great,
place.
It looks
big,
like
beautiful.
Mark Twain down on his luck.
It does look like Mark Twain. Good job, John.
Okay. Just and he probably says... White
he John, probably, I didn't know you read.
He probably says the N-word just as much. Go ahead.
Joseph Vargo, age 57.
That's a book joke. That's a book joke, guys. Highbrow Dennis Miller, Bill Maher humor on this show. You're
That's
welcome.
No one got it.
Go ahead. You got it.
Where is he looking at? What is he looking at?
Huh?
He's looking at that truck driving by.
Slightly to the right.
Go ahead, Marie.
Joseph Vargo, age 57, of Melbourne, is being held in the Brevard County Jail on a $750 bond. According to a report from the Melbourne Beach Police Department, authorities respond to a report of an incident at 4 p.m. Tuesday that a man punched the window of a passing truck as he yelled Zimmerman at the driver.
No.
4 p.m. That's not even drunk time. That's
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
She's got a point. It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Go ahead.
Police say the driver of the truck left his vehicle, at which point Vargo began hitting the bumper.
And okay.
Gets better, I guess.
And he was screaming Zimmerman while doing it.
The suspect, who police spotted walking in traffic, was taken into custody. That's the end of the story.
So why did
that
he...
That is it.
No one knows?
No, that's it. That's
Fine,
all.
Fine, Marie. I see your Florida story, and I'm going to try to top it here. Child abuse charge. Florida man...
By the way, Marie should totally try out to be a newscaster on local TV stations. That was perfect. And that's the end of the story. Nothing else.
There was a lot of other words, but they weren't related to the story on the page. I thought there was more coming.
Florida
printed out today at 4 p.m. What?
Florida man accused of sitting on a baby's head.
Well, did he?
A 25-year-old man is charged with child abuse after sitting on his baby's head to try to stop him from crying.
What? Did it work?
Is there a picture of this guy?
That's better than shaking him.
Hold on. I'm
trying to think how fat he is. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's a hammy school of parenting.
Let me see if I find the picture of this dude.
Where was this? Oh, this is Florida.
I found the picture.
Nice. Morelikeradio.com/live.
Yes, get ready for this picture, guys.
No. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Looks like really? Sean.
I was going to say, it's Sean with neck tattoos.
Why does he have a lightning bolt underneath his eye?
Because he killed the Flash. A man unhappy.
And in between his neck, he's got that pyramid eyeball thing from the dollar bill. Is this guy a truther?
Yes, he is. Actually, he looks more like a meth cooker, but whatever.
Or, he's got a cupcake on the side of his neck.
Or Illuminati. He could be Illuminati.
Or Caluminati. A man unhappy with his 10-month-old son would not go to sleep.
I mean, the kid won't do anything with his life.
Placed the child face down on the couch and sat on the baby's head.
Looks like Tom Green.
He does look like Tom Green.
My bum is on a baby. My bum is on a baby. Jonathan Savas.
Look at me. Oh, my bum is on a baby.
Jonathan Savas, 24, who was staying at the home with Irene Hosan and the
Bin Laden.
The Shadowland home park in DeLand. Oh, it's a mobile home park in DeLand. Was charged with child abuse. An arrest report shows Savas is being held at the Volusia County Branch Jail for $50,000 bail.
Did you date the mother of this kid?
No. According to the police, Sava, who's currently homeless, he really is Sean, showed up at the Hassan West Carroll Avenue home last Thursday.
Jesus Christ.
With the baby.
It's Breaking Bad Harry Potter.
No, you know what? I'll give it to this. At least Sean has a decency to abort kids. The baby would not go to sleep on Sava's place, the child, and the...
Shit.
He does. He'll bounce the check afterwards, but once it's dead, it's dead.
Oh, God.
The baby would not go to sleep, so Sava's placed the child on the couch about 12:30 a.m. Friday and sat on its head and was holding him down. Hassan interviewed told Sava to stop. Sava replied, "It's my baby. I can do whatever I want."
It's my baby. If I want to suffocate to death, I will.
I will sit Sorry, go ahead, John.
No, that's something you say when you have a Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay, John, I'm glad you're back this week. I need a theme song for a buddy cop show where they save a baby from being sat on by his meth addict dad. And go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Creeping in the alley. Da-da-da. Who can it be? Oh, no. It's baby cop. It's a baby cop. He actually survived getting trampled on his head.
And now he fights for babies who get sat on? I don't understand.
Baby law.
All I'm saying is that this Raising Arizona sequel is fucking terrible. Savas later admitted that because the baby would not go to sleep, he put the child face down on the couch and placed his leg on top of the baby to hold him down and attempt to make the child go to sleep. Well, I mean, I think that's called suffocating, but, you know, whatevs.
Yeah.
Savas said the child began struggling.
Maybe it's reverse Dutch oven.
Savas said the child began struggling and crying hysterically because he did not want to go to sleep. Well, it's probably because he was suffocating. And he wanted not to die. A hypodermic needle, baggies, and pills.
That might keep you up at night, yeah, being suffocated.
They found at the guy's house a hypodermic needles, baggies, and pill containers in his backpack. So
he was a doctor.
Yes, he was a doctor. Well,
imagine that guy trying to give you a catheter. Hey, I'm going to stick this catheter in your penis.
So he was a doctor. I love that John goes to be. Well, he must have been a doctor. That's
how come we don't have doctors that make house calls anymore like that with a leather bag with that shit like John's talking about in it. I would love to just every other day call the doctor and go, you know, I got to.
Haven't you seen that show on USA where those doctors.
My elbow acting funny.
Haven't you seen that USA show where the doctors go to the Hamptons and cure sick people? Remember that?
No.
What's that show?
No.
Hammy, you've seen the commercials for it when you watch Raw.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Royal Pains.
Royal Pains. There it is.
That's it.
Wait, so you're telling me there's
the guys.
There's a reality show bait. Oh, God almighty, go.
It's not a reality show. It's a scripted show.
It's one of the guys from American Pie.
Oh yeah, the one that never made it.
The curly hair.
Yeah, the curly hair dude. All right. Well, I think guys, we found a downside to the Galaxy S4 because it is a good phone. We will say that.
Is it true that it's like kind of waterproof that it could stand like, you know, 20 feet of water for like 30 seconds?
That's the S4 Active.
The Active, yeah.
I'm sure, which is like $200 more.
No,
and it's not waterproof. Samsung.
Sorry, go ahead.
And it's not waterproof, Joe. It's whatever proof.
It's whatever proof, bro.
Really?
Yeah. All right. You're going to like this one.
Samsung, there's more bad PR for the company and for their popular smartphone, which is the
Galaxy. Really? Is there such thing as a good PR?
Galaxy S4. According to a report on the Chinese website Zhangu.com, a man's phone exploded while he was playing a game at home, and it ultimately led to his entire house burning down in flames. So, Betsy, I mean, this sounds horrible. What else do we know about...
Well, to be fair, he was playing Plutonium Crush, and that's what happens when you lose...
It exploded. You know what? No, Royce. The cause of it was being too awesome.
Yes.
That exploded.
That's right. The Apple one would have exploded, but it couldn't connect to the Apple servers, so it did not.
Oh.
No. It wouldn't explode because you were holding it wrong.
Oh, yeah. You're right. If you hold it with your left hand, it doesn't explode.
Right, here it is.
Exactly, you know, what happened here and how it went down.
We don't know that much. We don't even know.
Okay, seriously, this is fucking Huffington Post, by the way, the one that hates us. Hates the Red Show specifically, coming up in 30 minutes right after us.
Why do they hate us?
Oh, Huffington Post is the one that jumped on the New York Post bandwagon about the whole, you know, bad lieutenant
thing.
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Huffington Post also doesn't like us.
So fuck them.
But that's good. But you know what I like? That we have better sound equipment than them because they're live reporters using Skype.
Well, here, that's good.
Check it out.
Oh, the man's full name. We just have the name Mr. Du, D-U. But we do know that there have been reports of...
Mr. By Holy the way...
Shit. 360 on 420 doesn't sound as bad.
By the way, no one on Saturday does. Betsy I-S... Okay, at... At Girl Called Wasp is this girl's name on Twitter if you want to tell her how good her audio quality is. At Girl Called Wasp. All right?
Okay.
So in case anyone wants to be like, hey, Girl Called Wasp, your audio quality is so good, can you please call in with your tin can so we can make fun of you to your ugly face?
And what's the name of this news story?
This is the news story about the S4 that exploded.
I'm sorry. Can you just read that name?
Sure. At Girl Called Wasp. One word.
Okay.
Thank you.
Earlier this month, I think there was a Swiss woman who got burns on her leg from a phone. And I think there was...
You know what shows you're a good reporter? When you say and while you're doing reporting live.
Last year, a man in 2012 also got burned by his phone. But this isn't the only phone that's been sort of going crazy.
I hate the way she says phone, this Amish bitch.
Fionn.
Crazy and shocking people. Apple phones, iPhones.
I hate her fucking
smartphones.
I hate her voice. I hate her voice and her stupid fucking. She has Patrick Swayze's haircut from Point Break. Is the only way to describe what her hair looks like.
I've been accused of.
You've been accused of not being attractive. That's for sure.
Of. Shocking users too, usually when third party components are involved.
That's right. And I remember,
is she opening a Snapple during this interview? This is the most unprofessional bitch I've ever seen.
There was a story just recently too. I think that it was a woman that was I don't remember if it was a woman or a man, but someone was speaking on their phone while it was,
she keeps fiddling with some sort of plastic, that's the noise you hear, and her Skype cam mic is picking it up
charging, and so they had some injuries from that, and it was on an airplane.
The woman died. Oh my god. Okay, first off, Huffington Post, let me help you out since you were helping us out with how racist we are. I'll help you out. First off, turn automatically adjust off in your Skype settings before you do your stupid calls, you dumb idiots.
Right. That woman did die. I'm happy thinking that you corrected me there.
That woman did die. That was hilarious. Why is she laughing at that?
But it's really scary when you think about this.
Yeah, that woman died and another person got put in a coma. So having your house burned down doesn't seem so bad.
Does she have a cleft palate? What is that?
It's just the way she talks.
Did I fuck her in the mouth?
She's either Canadian or has Asperger's. I can't figure out which one it is. But is she stupid. Well, anyway, S4s explode. I'd still rather have that than an iPhone.
Yep.
Me too. Now, I'm sorry. The live number is again, what?
954-573-2780.
That's what I thought. Okay.
That's right. You thought that.
And she interrupts conversations like I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Tweet sent. Okay.
Are you tweeting her to call in?
I kind of did.
Jesus.
What? What happened? What's the matter, honey?
Oh, no. I just see nothing but great things to come
out
of this.
Let's tell her to hop on her fucking Apple FaceTime and fucking call us, stupid cunt.
Jesus
Is she listening now? I'm sorry. No, I mean, she's really good. Why doesn't she call in?
Okay, in defense of the iPhone, FaceTime doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, but it's a news story. It's not. You're not calling your grandmother in Wisconsin.
You're right.
Oh, good.
Grammy's not good with FaceTime though.
Grammy?
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh, yep, Grammy. Yep. That's Hammy's grandma. Grammy. I like it.
Did you guys read my tweet?
Yes, I'm about to. Actually, right now I'm about to read it. It's not nice. I'll say that.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. At Girl Called Wasp, we're playing your clip on the S4 Live now. Think you're great. No, she's not. Can you call in to talk about why your Skype is on 56K modem?
You think that'll help call in?
I'm going to retweet it just to see if it'll help.
Well, okay.
It won't hurt it.
Edit, retweet. I'm going to edit, retweet to make sure she sees it.
I think our chances are just as good, if not better now that the tweet is out.
I'm glad I can help.
Because prior, she probably didn't have the call-in number, so.
True.
Now she's informed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm definitely adding this here. Okay, good. Now she will hopefully call us, because now I want to talk to her. You know, I mean, if she can connect to Net Zero, we'll definitely get on top with speaking to her. Jesus Christ, is she using Punchy's old internet connection? Jeez, look, I'm saying it's not very good.
Mm.
The Blackhawks get revenge on Justin Bieber. See, because apparently
they killed him.
No, not like he's not dead, but apparently there's this thing where you don't. A hockey fan will tell me more, but you're not supposed to in the locker room step on this Indian's face from the Blackhawks, like on the carpet.
Or else what?
Oh well, it's just bad luck or whatever. I don't know.
But that goes for any logo of any sports team with superstitions.
If they don't want it stepped on, then maybe they shouldn't have turned it into a carpet.
So he's stepping on it and he's taking a picture. Now, here's what Blackhawk fans are doing, since you know you're not supposed to do that. They have been putting pictures of Justin Bieber on the floor in the locker room and stepping on it. Now, with all these things said, I still don't care about hockey, but I am very happy that somebody else hates Joe. And by the way, tell Nick not to get mad at that, Joe. I know he loves hockey, but it's terrible.
Oh, I was going
to
say, I know he loves Justin Bieber.
He loves Justin Bieber so very much.
He actually does. Seriously. I know. I got to deal with this.
But I thought Bieber loved Clinton or hated Clinton and was too busy peeing in mop buckets. So that is what the Biebs is doing. I think he's going to crash his Porsche and be dead within the year. Anyone want to take that bet?
Over under bets?
Didn't he do that like last year and it was a Porsche?
Is that the one that looks like a mirror, that douchebag that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that where it's just all reflective? Like, just you can't get any more cunty than that.
No,
like, look at me.
I think it has a leopard print Ferrari, too. Murray, look up Justin Bieber's car. See if you can find it.
Jesus Christ.
Justin Bieber.
Just to be clear, he was a YouTube person, right? And he got picked up on YouTube.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, I just want to see what it looks like, because I know it's a douchey car.
Yep.
All right. Did you post a picture? I want to see it now.
It's very shiny.
Okay, there you go, Joe. It's exactly what you said. It's that it looks like a Hot Wheel, like the way they paint a Hot Wheel.
It's those douchey cars from that movie Host.
It's so shiny.
It's disgustingly stupid. All right.
I think it may turn invisible.
We are going to talk about my favorite thing. We haven't done this in a couple weeks, but we have another story on the TSA. And it is a good one, guys. I think you're really going to like it.
A scathing report about serious misconduct by airport security screeners. Lawmakers holding hearings today focus on those findings that many agents are breaking the rules, compromising security. And ABC's Lisa Stark has the latest from Washington. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, George. Well, we're talking about 10,000 cases of misconduct by screeners from 2010 to 2012 alone. Some of it's minor, others anything but. That's the number of cases documented by the TSA, according to the new report by the Government Accountability Office.
This is the type of screener behavior that's driven some passengers to tears. Pat-downs that feel almost like assaults.
She came all the way up my arms and between my breasts.
But to the TSA, this is screeners doing their job, protecting the public. What's more concerning is those who fall down on the job. And the new report finds nearly 2,000 cases.
By the way, you want to do a fun Google search while this is playing? Just do a Google image search for TSA sleeping.
Of screeners who are sleeping, not following procedures, even allowing relatives to bypass checkpoints.
I get worried about this because in the history of air terrorism, employee security has been the one gap that has been the hardest gap to cover.
There's more. Cases of screeners stealing from passengers. We saw that firsthand in an undercover investigation by ABC's Brian Ross, who left iPads purposely at checkpoints. 9 of 10 were returned, but not in Orlando, where a screener...
Yeah, Orlando! Woo!
Woo-woo!
America!
...snagged the device. Ross was able to trace it to the screener's home.
Is it here?
No, sir.
But a tracking alarm on
the iPad had a tracking alarm. So when you
hasn't
press
this happened like 5 times this past year?
Yes, it happens all the time here, specifically here. The iPad had a tracking thing in it, so as soon as you pressed the button, it started beeping in his house. So he had to go get it.
iPad proved otherwise. The screener was fired. TSA says it holds its workers to the highest ethical standards.
Since when?
And has
so don't hire ethnic people.
Okay.
Do better background checks.
Come on.
Tolerance for misconduct. But the report found that with sleeping screeners, for example, the punishment was lower than TSA's guidelines recommended in half the cases.
The recommended punishment, anywhere from a 14-day suspension to outright firing. Many screeners got nothing more than a letter of reprimand. Now, we should point out there are 56,000 screeners at the nation's airports. Many of them, most of them doing their job as expected. But, Robin, the TSA continues to have a very...
But if there's 10,000 of them that aren't, that means that 20% of them are not doing their job. So...
Yeah.
Why are we getting molested if all it takes is one of these idiots asleep and you walk right by with a fucking homemade IED and kill everybody? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? They could all be doing their job, but you know who doesn't fall asleep at their post? The fucking Marines. Like, you know what I mean?
But look, I hate to play devil's advocate and defend the fucking TSA, but do you not think this is a really rare occurrence? I mean, think about an airport. How many people are there? Who wouldn't notice, especially just people working there, that there's no one there to guide you through the x-ray machine or pat you down, that people are just walking through freely? How often can this possibly happen? Eh?
I mean, well, they said there was 10,000 complaints.
That's a lot.
Seriously?
That's the beginning of the story. Here, listen to this.
Yeah, so think about how many...
Hold on. Here you go.
How much time it takes 10,000 people to go through a fucking thing without...
Check this out here.
To keep America's airports safe, and most TSA agents do it well, managing those endless security lines, keeping passengers moving and protected. But a new government report out today details some disturbing trends of the TSA. Agents asleep on the job, caught stealing from passengers, fast-tracking their friends and family.
That's the other one that bothers me. Fast-tracking their friends and family.
What does that even mean?
That means that, you know, when you have those long lines at airports, but then somebody goes through, they let somebody in front of you, like through the, they're letting basically, I've seen this happen. They'll let their family members into where, like, the flight attendants go in and just put them in front of everyone in the line because they're family.
Oh, like VIP status?
Yeah, basically.
That's messed up, man.
And that behavior isn't just annoying for the rest of us. Experts say it could also be dangerous. ABC's Lisa Starr.
Anyway, it's terrible, man, because I've seen somebody unplug, and this is, I've said this on air, I've seen a TSA agent unplug one of the, accidentally, because he didn't know what it was plugged into, unplug one of the metal detectors to plug in his iPhone.
Stop.
Wow.
I swear to God, it was in Orlando Airport. I'm standing there, and, you know, we're waiting, and all the x-rays are going, and this guy, he had his phone in his hand, and, you know, the cord plugged in with the plug, and I guess he was looking around for a plug, and he unplugged something from the wall. The x-ray machine the metal detector machine just turned off. He plugged his phone in, and then he realized what he did, and he had to turn it back on. But that's the kind of people.
Good
they
job.
Don't do a good job. They good are job. Terrible. And I hate when they tell you now, many of them are military. That's fine, but then the stupidest part of the military. Because I've
never heard that they're military, nor have I seen them resemble military.
They're Army Reserve, that's why.
Yeah. And they have even those signs like, oh, if you were born in 1926, if you're over 75 or something, you're allowed to wear a jacket through the x-ray. But if you're 74, fuck you, freeze. Like, it's these stupid rules. Yeah, what's the rules about jackets? Marie, pull it up if you find it.
Okay, this is exactly what you said, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it was 75 or something. Yeah, basically, because, you know, if you try to go through a check line with a jacket on, they make you take it off.
Right.
So, you know, there's...
No, but here's the other point. Think about, again, 10,000 complaints. Yeah, a lot of people complain, but obviously there was more than just 10,000 people. So think about the amount of time that there was absolutely no TSA guard there at all, and nothing happened.
Okay, and...
No bombs went off.
Okay, but...
I have a TSA story. When I came home from the honeymoon, and we were coming back through customs, I was stopped by the TSA... And this is how unintelligent and not, like, informed with new technology these people are. They had to search through all of my luggage, and they looked at my MacBook. And regardless of what people say about Apple, it's a very popular computer company, and I think we all know what a MacBook looks like.
Of course!
I had to explain to the person, who is a very old Asian woman, several times of what a MacBook was, and I had to turn it on and show her that it wasn't a fake computer, that it was a real laptop.
And ironically, her granddaughter's the one who made it. So, you know, full circle. But you see, something like that happens, or something like I've had, look, I've had at least four or five horrible TSA experiences I've said on air, and you know how many times I've called to complain, Joe? Zero. So my point is, for right. that for the 10,000 that I've called and complained, how many times do people just put up with it because they don't have time to complain?
Jesus Christ.
In some airports, at least, travelers over the age of 75 will be getting a break. According to TSA blog, TSA recently concluded a modified screening pilot program for passengers ages 75 and older. As the program proceeds towards full implementation, passengers 75 and older will undergo similar modified screening procedures to those 12 and under and will be able to leave on a light jacket or outerwear when passing through security. Passengers age 75 and older may see those procedures in place as they travel this summer.
Take everything out of your pockets. Take your laptops out of their bag. Take your shoes off. Take your belt off. Leave your dignity at the door. It's fucking terrible. You're not a human. You're not a human anymore. There's people screaming at you. Well, speaking of Asian people, like Hammy brought up, there is a new trend now for facial rejuvenation.
What? What?
I will play it.
You can forget traditional creams, cucumbers, and chemical peels if you're looking for the latest beauty ritual. It looks like snail slime is the way forward when it comes to facials. At about $250.
They put this has been going on for a while.
$250. Royce, yes.
Royce, you're a big fan of Penn & Teller's bullshit.
Yes, I have.
Remember that episode? Where
Yeah, I remember. But check, they charge $250 a session here.
You know, I was going to say, it was brought up briefly in the episode, but I never heard of it before, and I had no idea that it was a real thing. I thought it was just one of those things. It was like a prank that Penn & Teller just made up. I didn't know they really did this.
Check it.
At about $250 an hour.
$250 an hour for people to put snails on their face. They're charging $250 an hour with what I did for free to my brother when he was sleeping.
Customers are shelling out to have these.
Shelling out.
I get it.
Snails have shells?
Mollusks crawl across their skin as part of a new treatment being offered in Japan.
Since they cling to the skin, it feels as if you were receiving a massage. Also, the snails tend to move upwards, and this gives the feeling that the skin is getting pushed.
But do the snails give you a happy ending is a real question.
Upwards, especially near the cheeks and the eyes.
Called the Celebrity Escargot Course, snail slime is believed to have rejuvenating properties. And because a person's skin is warm...
You can't just say believed to have. Where'd that come from? Where's the evidence? What are you basing that on? What the fuck are you talking about? You can't just say believed to have.
No, bro.
I don't care if snails crawling on you is the fountain of youth. No.
than the snails.
So it lifts their face up. They still look all the same.
Body temperature. A cold mask is a.
I just hope there's not a radioactive accident and she turns into Snail Woman.
Apply to the face first.
I mean, her powers would suck, but still.
This customer. Were enjoyed the experience and thought the snails were cute. Other potential customers may need some convincing.
I'm just a little concerned if they try to go up my nose, but.
Also, Kusuo!
If it's a safe practice, it might feel good. They look soft.
The salon says it's received calls about the treatment from around the world. The experience also includes traditional elements like massage. John Belmont, Associated Press.
John Belmont needs to escargot fuck himself with his.
Related to Simon Belmont? Is he a Dracula?
With his fucking stupid snail puns. Yeah, he's like he's related to Simon Belmont. He's just a snail hunter. It's really boring. Really boring. Okay, here's a
report about serious misconduct.
Oh, wait, sorry. That was the wrong story. I made a mistake, and I blame Joe for that.
What'd I do?
I'm sorry, Joe, but you have to get blamed for it because you're the first person I saw when the mistake happened.
Just take it.
Another Florida story. I'll tell you that this is a really fun Florida story. Man stops to help woman after motorcycle crash. Which is very nice.
That's very heroic.
And then he steals her purse.
Oh, well. Oh. Maybe she didn't give him a reward and he was just taking his due right.
Yeah, maybe she didn't say thank you for saving my life. And he was like, oh, fuck you, bitch.
For wasting my time.
Fort Myers, a Lee County couple became crime victims twice when someone stole the victim's purse after a hit and run accident.
Wait, they hit her?
No, they didn't hit her. Someone else did.
Oh, okay.
Paul Prince and his girlfriend, Kara Worley, say they were riding their motorcycle on Pine Island Road Sunday afternoon when someone ran a red light on Cleveland Avenue and they collided. Wow, even Cleveland Avenue is horrible. The person driving the car took off, and the couple was left in the road with bumps and bruises. But what happened next hurt even worse. Prince says her purse fell off of her, and then amidst the chaos, somebody, a good Samaritan, stole her purse. And to me, that's got to be really low life move. It's really upsetting that society itself would stoop to that level.
And then someone kicked her in the stomach while she
Joe,
was down.
Joe, you're an ass because now I can't put this on YouTube.
Yes, you can. It was a split second. I'm sorry.
Worley says that what happened next in the accident's a blur. The two ladies picked me up. One was a nurse and got it right in the face. And she said, "Are you okay?" That's what saved me from going into freaking shock. She says she wanted to thank those women. Blah, 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 blah. So, yes, the gentleman stole her purse, which is really nice. At least he tried to help her first.
Not to sound racist, but did they explain the race?
Unfortunately did not explain what the race was, so we don't know. I mean, look, in my thing, it was probably some Fortune 500 businessman.
Probably.
That's my guess. Since we don't know, I'm going to assume it was that.
That was my first thought as well.
If it was a motorcycle, it was probably Puerto Rican.
Okay. You know.
And we know the corporations are the real crooks in America, right?
We are the 99%.
Yeah. Is that what you are? You're assholes. and now, just to round up the Florida stories, registered sex predator wore translucent shorts and flashed kids in Walmart.
I'm sorry, did you say translucent shorts?
Yeah.
Where the
you mean transparent?
No, transparent means it's fully see-through.
Translucent is like
means
mesh.
You can kind of see a little bit going on, like, but
think,
not
think
all
of
the
like
way.
A mesh tank top, but in shorts.
No,
you know what? I honestly thought that was the same.
That's not translucent. Translucent would be like
it's fucking Marie Dictionary time again.
Exactly, because transparent means you can see directly through it. Translucent would be like, you know, he had a couple layers of.
Hold on. That's your sticking point, not the fact that he was flashing kids?
Yep. Yes, because you better know what the fuck he was wearing. It could have been like several layers of saran wrap where after a while it gets kind of blurry, like, you know, like a shower curtain.
Yeah.
Here's my question, Marie Webster Dictionary. Was his shorts see-through? In other words, were anyone could see his cock?
Lloyd Russell Allen is accused. I'm trying to read the story to see if they say it. See, I'm trying to answer it with the story. I'm trying to be a professional.
No, but I was asking what the translucent is about.
Well, maybe they'll explain in the story.
Fine.
Lloyd Russell Allen is accused of exposing his junk to a kid under the age of 16 inside a Walmart.
What are you gonna do with all
the
that
news
junk?
News report does not say junk.
I swear to God.
Where'd you get this?
This is from the sunsentinel.com. It's a newspaper, real newspaper.
Is online newspaper going that bad? Like, I've noticed so many regular newspapers that are now online. There's
what
no
happened,
fucking periods. There's no.
Nope.
What's happened with newspapers is they cannot afford real journalists, so they hire 5-year-olds to tweet them stories.
No, I know what you're saying. Most news stories have hashtags in them. It's not even media anymore.
They're horribly written, but now they're using
apparently
junk.
This writer is part of Team Followback. Lloyd Russell is accused of exposing his junk to kid under the age of 16 inside a Walmart in Gulf Breeze, according to a news release from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The kid noticed a man in the same aisle. Who was holding a shirt over his pants. Allen then moved the shirt over to expose his genitals twice underneath a pair of white translucent shorts, according to the sheriff's office. The kid saw right through his lewd conduct and told his mom.
Okay, can I pause? Sure. White translucent. Marie Webster, I'm confused.
Marie, do Google search.
He saw through it, but...
I'm going to post a picture of what I think could be something similar. It's a little blocked, but
so
where it's like
there you go, translucent. I see it.
I mean,
well, there's an end to end blocking everything, so I still don't know what she means.
So it's like that mesh that's inside your bathing suit if you're a guy.
A little bit.
I said at the beginning, like a mesh tank
it
top?
It basically means you can see a little. You can see a little. You can see outlines. It's a little fuzzy. It's a little hazy.
You can see the outline of the cockhead, but not right through it.
Right. It's not like, oh my God, there's a cock. It's like, what? I think
is that a picture of Dutch?
Alan, 64, who is a registered sex predator.
Sorry, was 64?
Was charged with lewd behavior. Oh, yeah. You want to see his picture?
Yes, I do.
More Like Radio Live is where you can check it out.
Only slash live.
Yes. Well,
after the .com. But yet, this is another case of... in this instance, the guy didn't do anything too fucked up. He was just being slightly silly.
You're showing your kid your junk? I don't know if that's slightly silly. He said he's a little too old.
No, I know. My point is, I think sex offenders should just automatically get life. Ooh, if they're legit. Ooh. I'm not talking about like a 17-year-old that fucked a 15-year-old. I mean like a real...
That is probably what he wore.
Oh, okay. That's Marie. That's see-through.
All right. They had I
translucent.
I found this guy Lloyd Russell Allen on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement sexual offender and predator flyer. It has all the information.
This is Detective Royce. You have his number on there.
Crime description: in 2001, lewd lascivious exhibition, victim under the age of 16. 2005, lewd lascivious exhibition, victim under the age of 16.
When he was over 50.
Yes. Again in 2005, lewd lascivious exhibition, victim under the age of 16.
Why are you saying it so many times?
Because how is he not still in jail?
That's how many times it's happened. It's happened three times, not counting this one.
How was he let out? Does it say how much his bail was?
Let me see. Maybe it does. $100,000
every time, or it doesn't.
No, this time it's $100,000. So he has to pay 10% to get out. So what? That's
$10,000.
$10,000. Yeah, that's doable. I don't know if this someone who shows their balls at Walmart has $10,000 though. To be honest with you,
but here's my problem.
Uh-huh.
I got $10,000 bail for having a gram of coke.
Right.
That's not up there with show my dick and ass to fucking kids.
Or is it?
But look, he had a Band-Aid on his neck, so that means something.
Because he got sucked by a gay Dracula.
that's. I don't think that's true, but maybe it was a gay Dracula.
Please, come on. You've seen True Blood, right?
All right. One last... Okay. Red Show's coming up next. Marie, get ready to pull up the ending songs and such as in here. St. John's, this is in Florida, sex predator charged with having sex with his neighbor's dog.
Oh.
Another dog fucker?
A St. John's...
Why is it always Florida?
A St. John's County sexual predator is in jail again. By the way, wait till you see his picture, because he looks exactly like somebody who fucks a dog.
What the hell?
Oh, my...
Yeah, he looks exactly like somebody who would have sex with a dog. The man then saw the suspect. He went to his neighbor's yard on US 1. He says then the man saw the suspect carrying his neighbor's dog from his trailer. He told him the dog had gone in his shed. The dog was acting unusual, so he took it to the veterinarian who determined he had been sexually abused.
Unusual. It was shitting blood.
James Lee Lyons, 52, was arrested Friday on charges of animal cruelty and sexual activity involving an animal. Lyons was convicted of attempted sexual battery on a child and
Child? Where did the child come into this?
Well, they're showing his record. Lyons was convicted of attempted sexual battery on a child in 1998. He served 13 years in prison and was released in 2011. So, of course, the next thing you do is fuck a dog.
Wow. Ever since Dwight got laid off from Dunder Mifflin, his life took a big downturn. Right.
Come on. He's fucking kids in his beet farm.
Can I just say for the podcast listeners that can't see the chat, in his mugshot, he's doing that sexy 18-year-old girl pose where you're looking down but your eyes are looking up.
So
like
you're saying he took a selfie?
Yeah, exactly.
Almost looks like Superman, Christopher Reeve, the late and great.
Oh yeah, he really does, like an aging Superman.
John has been on fire tonight with placing what people look like.
He really does
fire and bombing and talking over people. I'm like,
what about
like
me, Marie? I had a few good.
It's not all about you, Joe.
Oh.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, you stupid idiot. Marie,
even he looks like a pedophile. Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. Coming up next is The Red Show.
Oh, we got to end already? This is
too
much fun.
We do. Just waiting for Marie to play the outro so I can toggle over it. I normally mute that, but you can play it. It's fine.
Nope.
Anyway, nope. Does anyone want to do Neglected Hippo Texas? I didn't. I was paying attention.
I was not paying attention.
All right.
That's Joel's job.
Then this is what we're going to do. Lower a little bit, Marie.
Here, here's one. I'm not listening, but why is my dad in the chat?
Okay. Well.
Thanks, Mitch.
Dennis in the chat says Royce is a fucking asshole.
I don't see that anywhere. Where do you see that? I don't see that. I don't. Where?
Apparently, that video is only 30 seconds long.
Apparently, you're an idiot.
Oh, boy.
Apparently.
Marie, again, just bring up the Trailer Park Girl. Just do that after the show when you're fighting. Just throw that in space. Just be like, where would you rather be, bitch? With me?
The girl? Oh, also, before I forget.
Here, I can go old school if you like.
No, I would prefer if you didn't go. Fine, go ahead. Play it. Play old school. Go ahead. Go. And go. And go.
Go.
Oh, this is so weird hearing this one.
Old school.
This is our this used to be our first outro.
This is creepy as fuck.
Okay, we'll play this one out. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Go to filmfights.com. Vote for Hippo Juice Film. It's a video Ryan and his buds made in Atlanta. Go vote for it. Do that. So he'll be should be back next week. I want to thank once again Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show and Brain Stew, and of course Hammy from Brain Stew, which is on Friday evenings. Now it's got some competition, and Cousin Joe and Cousin Joe Show is going to be on tomorrow. Right after the Cousin Joe Show, we're going to have a reunion of the Royce and Falcone Show since Mersh has been working like crazy. So that should be really, really fun. I hope so.
Neglecting his radio duties.
Duties. All right, guys. Red Show next. Marie, take us out of here.